Hello, we are Lucrezia and Daria, and today we are talking about sustainable jewelry and how to make it yourself. From tourless cotton bags to bottles trashing our parks, the signs of our single-use plastic addiction is everywhere, and getting rid of it also causes a lot of damage. But to fulfill your material desires, you don't have to always buy new stuff. In this podcast, we'll teach you how to help the planet by reusing materials that you can easily find to create your own unique piece of upcycled jewelry. So, what are the main perks of our eco-friendly jewelry? Besides it being an easy and great way to help our environment, it is also a unique and cheap gift for next Christmas, for example. But if you aren't on the creative side, you can also buy eco-friendly jewelry from small businesses and other organizations that help cleaning up our world. Also, this kind of jewelry is eco-friendly because it doesn't have to be delivered to you, so there's no additional air pollution. And plastic or other trash is reused and upcycled into a pretty new piece. Lastly, the process of making jewelry is a fun and creative activity which you can either do alone or with friends and family. By the way, instead of plastic, you can also use sea glass or stones, which can be found by the ESA. So you can also combine a refreshing walk with collecting these materials.
So, how do you make the jewelry? For example, plastic is a simple material that you can find everywhere. Try to collect as many as you can and wash and sanitize it all well. You can, for example, shred mixed or color divided bottlelets and melt them in the oven carefully by 150 degrees. Then you can cut them out in various shapes, make a little hole, and use them to make earrings, bracelets, or necklaces. On see-through plastic, you can also draw or color in little shapes and figures, for example, a heart, and cut them out if you don't want to use an oven. Here you can either leave them be or hold them over a candlelight so they crunch up to something cool. Experiment as much as you can. Things like earring holders or medals for bracelets you can buy in stores or reuse old ones from jewelry you don't need anymore or is broken.
For making glass or stone jewelry, there are plenty of different ways to do it, but the easiest one is to wrap it in wire or cord. If you pick wire, you can either make a pendant or a ring. It's important to pay attention on the wire being soft enough for you to bend, but it should not bend easily. Also, you will need scissors to cut the wire, and pliers are helpful for bending very short wire pieces, but you don't really need them. Other than that, you are free in picking the wire color, the thickness, and you also decide how you wrap it. So to make a pendant, you pick your object and wrap wire around it until you are satisfied with the look and your glass or stone sits in place. Then you decide where the top should be and make a loop at this exact place, which again should be stable. Now you have your pendant, and with a piece of cord which you pull through the loop, you now can wear this DIY necklace. If you want to make a ring, you are limited to very small glass pieces or stones. But again, you wrap your object with wire until it sits in place and has your desired look. Then you continue making the ring itself by forming a circle with the same wire, which should fit your finger perfectly. To make it more stable, the wire has to be wrapped around about 2 to 5 times or until it's thick enough to not break or bend by itself. To finish it up, you cut the wire ends and hide them within the wire from the ring. If you only want to use cord, you can't make a ring out of it, but you can again make a pendant which will look similar to the wire one. The only thing you have to note is that it's easier to make it with wire because to wrap your object in cord, you need to use special knotting techniques which are hard to explain with only using words. That's why I now tell you that you can look all these tutorials up on YouTube or Pinterest and find even more cool and creative ideas for DIY jewelry.
Now we've already come till the end from our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it very much and feel free to make everything we now told you about.